Hi, this is Mark Spokane. Thanks for being here on the call. As you can imagine, today's a very, very exciting day. I'm overjoyed with the Supreme Court coming down on the side of equality by striking down the Defense of Marriage Act and for their action on Prop 8 in California. It, now our nation will recognize the loving commitment that any two people make in the state that support equality. They can now be recognized under federal law for those relationships. 93 million Americans now live in states that recognize same-sex marriages. 58% of the country supports marriage equality, and with that, we have the public, the Constitution, and the court on our side. I'm also thrilled that they dismissed the Perry case so that thousands of same-sex couples and families in California can once again have their families respected under the law, and that Proposition 8 can take its rightful place in our country's history book. However, I also recognize, as I look at the California decision, that we still have much more to move forward on. My husband, Phil, and I still have to wait to have our marriage recognized living in Wisconsin. However, as I look at the court decision and the actions of the public, I'm more confident than ever that marriage equality is not a question of if, but when, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. We still have a lot that we need to do. In many, many states, you still don't have a recognition to have hospital visitation, to be able to make end-of-life decisions, and so many other things that I think most people take for granted that most couples have. We still need to move forward on legislation like ENDA to make sure that no one can be fired for their sexual orientation. We still need federal employees are recognized as their heterosexual other colleagues are when it comes to federal benefits bill that I will be introducing in the near future. And a bill that we just put out this week is making sure that military will be recognized as well. Even though we have Don't Ask, Don't Tell as policy, we need to make sure that it clearly is laid out and a policy is laid out for people, the literally 114,000 people, men and women, who've been dismissed between World War II and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They've risked their lives for the country, and we need to make sure that they can get their record fixed. There's much we need to do, but today is a day of celebration. Just extremely overjoyed as I stood outside the Supreme Court and heard the news, and I appreciate you being here, and I'm willing to take any questions that people have.
Yeah, Congressman Spokane, it's Craig Gilbert with the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, hey, Craig.
Can you take us through your morning? I mean, did you said you went, did you go, were you inside the court? Were you outside the court?
I was outside.
You heard about the ruling?
Yeah, I was outside the court with thousands of other people. Clearly, you know, it was just a celebratory mood. Right off the bat, they announced the DOMA decision. You know, I got a text from my husband. We were celebrating the area outside the Supreme Court. And it just, you know, it means so much to so many people that the federal government, our nation, is now on the side of all of those couples that are married but not recognized previously. So it's a very, very great day.
How did you actually get, I mean, did you first get the word of the substance of the ruling in the text from your husband, or did you get it from an aide, or was it the word?
No, I'll tell you, we were outside, and most people couldn't get onto the SCOTUS blog because there's so many people doing that outside. So all of a sudden we heard some cheers in the background, and then we literally saw it on a Twitter message coming through. So that's how we found out, along with so many other people. As we understand it, despite the fact that my husband and I have been married for over 6.5 years, living in Wisconsin means, the best we can understand, we are not eligible. So we're still looking at the law to figure out exactly what that means. If you live in a state that does support equality, you should be afforded the federal benefit. I really want to stress, far more than those benefits, is just the national recognition of our relationship. The fact that two people who love each other and choose to make a lifelong commitment to each other are now recognized by our country. To me, there's absolutely nothing that means more than that. But certainly, the exact question of what will be recognized and not under federal law, there's over 1,000 rights and benefits that are afforded to married couples. And what that'll mean to a couple that's married but not in a state that supports equality, that's part of what we're still figuring out at this point.
Charlotte Robinson, Outtake Voices, HuffPost. Great day. Is there any way for Congress to speed up the process for the 37 remaining states who still discriminate against gay couples?
Well, you know, we have legislation out there that would allow for more progress, and we just had a press conference with our leadership, Leader Pelosi, Whip Hoyer, and others, and, you know, we're very committed to do everything we can to try to move this forward. It's a priority. Equality is completely a priority for our caucus. Looking at this current Congress, we have some challenges, so we're going to have a lot of conversations with a lot of colleagues as this decision is made, but we clearly have much more to do for the over two-thirds of the country that aren't going to be affected directly by the DOMA decision, and people who will live in states where they will not have those benefits. Thank you so much for calling in. As you can imagine, it's a very busy day here today, but it's also an extremely exciting day. We are just, again, so happy to be part of, I think, what everyone is celebrating. I know back in Madison, I believe at 5 o'clock, they're doing an event, a rally, and I'm sure that'll be a great event. I'm sorry I can't be there, but again, thank you all for being on the call.